your body's like a furnace. What you put in, if you put junk in, you're burning a bunch of junk, right?
Well, and Dr. Joseph Maroon has been working on a new connection between what you put in your system, the microbiome, and depression, among other things. He's the Steelers neurosurgeon. He is an Iron Man, and I mean that literally. He's competed in many Iron Man contests around the world.
That's where we differ.
Yeah, well, and Doc, welcome back to KDK. Good morning.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. My great pleasure.
I must congratulate you also. The American College of Surgeon Academy of Master Surgeon Educators recently named Dr. Maroon for his lecture on physician burnout as a finalist for their Encore presentations, which is very prestigious. So just add that to your list of accomplishments, Doc. But we've enjoyed conversations with you. When you put out your book, Square One, and you talked about taking, you know, your physical, I mean, you were a surgeon, and then things just flatlined for you, and then you re-engaged your body, and that triggered something that changed your life, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Larry. I was suffering from really major depression, not knowing where to go, what to do. Medications failed. And I took a run around a high school track, and that night slept for the first time in months and kept it up. And I realized my depression started to lift with exercise. My diet changed, a healthy diet. And I got back to a spiritual side of my square, so to speak, as I talk about in my book. And more recently, I've become fascinated. We all know and have heard about the mind-body connection. But really, there's another major brain-gut connection. And this, we are now learning and finding over the last several years, a huge implication for depression in terms of the microbes in our gut. This is the microbes in our gut, the bacteria, viruses, and fungi are called the microbiome. And the microbiome has over 1,000 different species of bacteria, all of which have a very specific function. For instance, people who are overweight or obese, if you take the stool or feces from these patients and put them in a thin patient, the thin patient or thin mice in animals becomes obese. If you do the opposite, take stool from a thin mouse and put it into a obese mouse, it becomes thin. A huge connection of the bacteria in our gut and their influence on so many biological characters, including depression. People who are pathologically depressed, in which they've looked at the bacteria in their microbiome, show a specific species that are directly related to the depression. Changing these microbial species is associated also with the elevation of lifting of depression. So that not only is it related to the brain, but also our immune system. 70% of our immune system is found in our gut, our ability to resist infections. It's related strongly to diabetes and heart disease in terms of our high HDL, our triglycerides, cholesterol, and the profound effect with stress that we've all experienced in this horrible pandemic. Under stress, our body makes a hormone called cortisol, which directly impacts, again, the species and the diversity of the microbes in our intestine, which has a bi-directional effect back on the brain. So what we put in our gut, our diet, our exercise, stress, all of these factors have profound implications without us even thinking or knowing about it on our health.
That's amazing. And, you know, medication is wonderful. It is amazing. But I think some people become too reliant on them, and situations start to snowball out of control and you know, one way or the other. Do the medications actually inhibit, and does our food actually inhibit our body from correcting itself in the gut?
Excellent, excellent, excellent question. Serotonin, which is what many of the antidepressant drugs manipulate, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they increase the serotonin. Most of the serotonin is actually made in our gut. so that if we put in junk food, it's literally junk in and junk out. You put in junk food, suppresses our immune system. It also releases various agents called cytokines, which are inflammatory markers. If you get a splinter under your finger, it gets red hot, tender, and swollen. If you fill your gut with junk food, too much sugar, carbohydrates, and trans fatty acids, it affects the lining of our intestinal tract and allows particulate matter to leak through. It's called the leaky gut syndrome, which is thought to be related to autoimmune diseases as well. So it has a profound effect in so many ways on our health.
We're with Dr. Joseph Baroon. Doc, there are so many diet guidelines out there. Many of those are not based on science. Where should someone start to kind of rethink what they ingest on a daily basis?
You know, Larry, Chuck, you remember our great coach, Chuck Knoll, who said, you know, football's not complicated. It's about blocking and tackling. Whoever blocks and tackles best wins. Diet is really not that complicated if you think of what we should eat. We should eat fruit, vegetables, nuts, fermented fruit foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, kefir, and things like artichokes for fiber, get enough fiber, asparagus, apples, and avoid artificial sweeteners, which strongly affect the microbiome in an adverse way. Also, antacids have a profound effect on the microbiome and can lead to very significant problems when taken chronically. Antibiotics, taking an antibiotic is like carpet bombing your intestinal tract in terms of the various species. So you want to avoid antibiotics. The average child in the past has had antibiotics 10 to 12 times by the time they're 12 or 13 years of age, which again is very bad for the microbiome and our health.
Yeah, I did a cleanse and I took a probiotic, and years and years of dealing with the psoriasis on my hands were gone, like quickly.
Yeah.
And it really just changed.
And inflammation is the enemy in so many ways, Doc. And you were on the forefront many years ago on fish oils, too.
Yes. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. And as you said, Larry, the common genesis of Alzheimer's disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis is inflammation. Again, getting a splinter under your finger, is inflammation is what happens in your arteries, your joints, and also your brain. So whatever we can do to reduce inflammation, and omega-3 fatty acids or fish oil is a natural anti-inflammatory that reduces inflammation. So it's something that is good generally for all of the diseases of aging, so to speak. Again, it's straightforward.
So
you avoid stress in your work. You have good, healthy relationships. You invoke or meditate, pray, spirituality, and you get regular physical activity in some form daily.
I agree with everything you just said, Doctor. I'm really glad
you
joined us. I do have one question, though. I eat well. I eat a lot of nuts, stuff like that. Larry and the crew here make fun of me sometimes on what I eat, but I do love junk food. So what percentage am I allowed to have?
Well, read my book, Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life, and it'll tell you.
Yes, I'm going to get you a copy, Kevin. Yes, it's brilliant among your many contributions. Doc, we could talk all day to you. We appreciate your time this morning and your Iron Man. What do you do? Tell Kevin what you do physically over the years. You've done it all. Swim, run, bike.
Well, the Hawaiian Ironman has been my greatest highlight. I've done that five times, and it's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then a marathon. And it's said the greatest moments of our lives and when we're pushed to our limits. In the voluntary pursuit of something both difficult and worthwhile. Whether it's in your job, raising kids, it's when you extend yourself. We never know what our limits are until we try to exceed them. And It's extending ourselves as much as possible in any pursuit, playing the piano, art, that we get the greatest satisfaction. And for me, the physical outlet, the physical activity, and the family, friends, and the things I just mentioned, all contribute to what I say. I tell people, Larry, I want to die young, as late as possible.
That's a great line. Square One, a simple guide to a balanced life, one of the many offerings of Dr. Joseph Maroon, world-class neurosurgeon and our friend. Doc, always good to talk to you. You always make the day better.
Thank you, Larry, just like you two do.
Thank you. We appreciate you, and we'll talk soon. Stay safe.
Okay, sir. Appreciate it.